Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1353, first written May 14th, 2015. Proverbs 24:32. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. Our verse today comes from a man who walked past a vineyard. The owner was lazy. The vineyard was overgrown with weeds. The stone wall around the vineyard was broken down. It was an absolute mess. It had gotten this way because of neglect. The owner is called a sluggard and one lacking sense. In our times today, we see homes and yards that are in similar conditions. The vineyard would be a basis of a TV show today. Fix it up or leave it. Our thoughts are not about the owner of the vineyard. We're not looking at laziness. Rather, the attention of our verse and our thoughts today are upon the man who walked past the vineyard. He saw the sad state of things. He reflected. He took it to heart. He gained insight. He learned some valuable lessons by just walking past, looking, and thinking. This man will do well in life and with the Lord. His attention is upon doing the things right and better. He's learning lessons everywhere. Those unspoken, silent lessons come from a heart that's spiritual and from a spirit that's humble and willing to learn. This man shows us that the key to being successful spiritually, the man stands far above most people then and even today. It's that reflecting and receiving instruction from a broken down vineyard or from a story that we call a parable or from someone who says something or just from observing the birds, as Jesus said, that will mold and shape his heart into what is pleasing to the Lord. If you and I could only learn to do the same. The vineyard spoke to a man, but there were no words heard. There was a great lesson learned, but there stood no teacher. A man simply walking by saw, and he reflected. You wonder how many others walked by and complained about the mess, but didn't receive any instructions. You wonder how many walked by and wanted to report the owner to the city and force him to clean it up, yet they never reflected. It's amazing to me that people can sit through a funeral and learn nothing. No insights, no reflection, no instructions gained. It's amazing to me that some people can go through a dark valley and nothing. They saw nothing, they learned nothing, and they were not changed. The same can be said of those who sit through church services, and sometimes they see nothing. Reflection must be the key. It is taking lessons, everyday lessons, God's lessons, and internalizing them and seeing yourself. It's always having your radar on. When Jesus told the disciples to look upon the fields and see that they were ready for harvest, he was talking about reflection and insights. It seems to me that some folks are very good at doing this. The man walking past the vineyard was good at this. Some are naturals. They see spiritual lessons everywhere. They were growing, thinking, learning, and applying all the time. Others don't see such things. Once told, they can see it. The way we read the Bible ought to be this way. Some can read it and nothing much is gained from it. Others can see their name on every page. They apply things to their lives. They are constantly being shaped, molded, and changed by the Word of God. This wonderful ability to reflect and gain instruction is a key to growing with the Lord. They see things, they think, they reflect, and they become better. These lessons come from simple things such as walking past a vineyard. Even then, the spiritual person was thinking, applying, and reflecting. I fear that far too many do not reflect. Their thinking is shallow and surrounded with superficial things. Their conversations are about trivial things that do not matter. Pride has built a wall around them so that they never see themselves. They never give the opportunity to think. They never reflect. Never. They never think about their attitude, their walk, their behavior. Never. A lifetime misses all these valuable lessons, lessons that maybe even the Lord put before us, but they're missed because no insight ever takes place. Now, what do you think the man walking past that overgrown vineyard might have learned from that? Somehow, he knew the owner. He knew the owner was a sluggard. He didn't think the field was abandoned. He didn't think the owner was deathly ill and unable to take care of it. No, he calls the owner a sluggard. He knew something. Without effort and attention, things grow worse and not better. The vineyard illustrates that. The owner simply did not put any time into the fields, and they were overgrown. The walls were broken down, and the place was a mess. This vineyard would not be where it was had one taken care of it. Children are like that. Left to themselves, they will grow worse and not better. They need love and attention. Parents too busy in their careers or too lazy to will find broken down and overgrown kids. They will be a mess. Marriages are the same way. Effort and attention must be shared and expressed. Otherwise, the relationship suffers. Today, shepherding God's people involves attention. Without that, the congregation grows worse and not better. As our proverb man walks away from the field, his mind is busy. He's seeing lessons. He's thinking. He's learning. He's making application. Another lesson might have been seen in the vineyard the way it could be turned around. It would take some work, but get in there and fix up those walls, pull some of those weeds, and tend to those vines. In a time, this could really be a decent vineyard. There was still hope. Now, he could see that with relationships. Applying some forgiving and do some apology, and what was broken down can be fixed. It's not too late to fix that marriage. Today, it's not too late to turn that congregation around. Our proverb man is seeing lessons. He's thinking, he's learning, and he's making application. Yet another lesson might be seen in a neighboring vineyard that was beautiful and productive. The carelessness of one does not have to set the tone for others. You can't force this lazy man to pull the weeds in his vineyard, but you can keep those weeds from coming into your own vineyard. Oh, the lessons there. You can't change people, but you don't have to let them upset you and change you and make you become sour like they are. Dr. Henry Cloud wrote a book called Boundaries. It's about that very principle in our relationships. Our man didn't need a book. He saw it, learned from it, and became better. He might have thought that God had blessed this owner of the vineyard with land, rain, and sunshine. However, God wasn't going to till the land for him. Everyone has their own responsibility. God blesses, but he wants us to work with him. We partner with God. This is true in churches and in families and in evangelism. It's easy to pray to God for the church to grow, but it's through us that the process happens. Walking past a messy vineyard would have taught one of these lessons. Reflecting, insights, seeing lessons, they're everywhere. It's not hard to find them. Open your eyes and your heart. Dwell upon these things. Think about those things. See those things. You'll be a better person when you can do this. You'll be ahead of the game if you can do this. You'll find yourself walking closer to the Lord when you can do this. I passed by a field. What a simple thing. Out for a drive. Going for a walk in the neighborhood. I passed. I saw. I reflected. I learned. Thank you for listening.